Hello, friends. I'm Danielle Young.
And I'm Tyrone Young.
We're helping other people excel through conversations on the Word of God.
And no matter how hard life gets,
no matter how many mistakes we've made,
no matter how broken our lives seem to be,
we can have a new beginning if we put our faith in Jesus Christ. Good evening, good evening, good evening, friends. We want to thank you for joining us for another episode of A Dose of Hope, helping other people excel through the Word of God on WWDB AM. And it is our prayer that during our time together, you feel inspired, motivated, fulfilled, and hopeful from our conversations on the Word of God and the music we play. And so I am your sister, I'm your friend, I'm your girl. This is Danielle Young, I'm your host. And with me today, I have my wonderful, awesome co-host.
Thank you. I'm Tyrone Young.
All right, Tyrone Young. And so thank you so much for, again, joining us. And the weather has been pretty interesting, right?
It sure has been. I know the other day I was heading to work and it was snowing like crazy.
Oh, wow. I think the temperature was up in the 60s over the weekend. It was pretty warm, pretty mild, unseasonably mild. And then there was a significant drop, about 20 degrees on Monday. And some experienced, as you said, the snow and the rain and what have you. So I know some of my friends in the South, in Maryland and Virginia, on their social media, they show pictures of about a coating to an inch of snow, here recently. Recently on the cars and on the ground. So I guess we're going to have to wait and see what this winter season is going to bring.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
I hear you. So we're going to continue our talk on the season of Advent. We talked about that last week. In just a few minutes, we're going to give a refresher, but right now we're going to let you hear the sounds of the season. Enjoy.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said
many times, many ways. Merry Christmas to you. I'd like to say to all of you everywhere that I hope you have a most happy, pleasant, and beautiful Christmas.
And we're back. You want to tell us about that sound of the season?
Sure. That was the classic Christmas song by Nat King Cole. And whenever I hear that song, that lets me know that it's the season. I can listen to that song any day of the year, but definitely during Christmas season. That is definitely a staple for me. No disrespect to Mariah Carey, but that's my Christmas song.
Okay, wonderful. And so we're back talking about the season of Advent. But before we go any further, we definitely want to give a shout out to our Jewish brothers and sisters and wish them a happy Hanukkah. We know that they're celebrating at this time until the 15th. And so We're wishing you a happy season of Hanukkah,
and we're
praying for you.
Yes.
We're praying for you. And so back to the season of Advent that we are in as Christians, as believers. We talked a lot about that last week, but just as a refresher, or if this is your first time listening, we'll go over it again. We have moved into what is known as Advent. This is a time when believers prepare themselves spiritually for the birth of Jesus Christ. Christians all over have special ceremonies, readings, scriptures, and lighting candles. It's a season of prayer, fasting, and repentance. This season begins 4 Sundays before Christmas and ends on Christmas Eve. And we know that the word Advent originates from a Latin word that means the coming or arrival. Not only did Jesus come over 2,000 years ago to save us from our sins, but we know, husband, that he is coming back again to receive us unto himself. So it behooves us to be ready.
Absolutely.
And so each Sunday in Advent has a specific theme. The themes are hope, peace, joy, and love. And we're in week 2 of Advent, and this week's theme is peace.
Yes, peace.
And peace is God's will for us. We need to understand it was mentioned many times in God's word. Depending on which translation of the Bible you are using, the word peace appears in the scripture anywhere from 263 to 429 times.
Wow, that's a lot of times.
That more than a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so the King James Version, and that's the version that we grew up on that,
right,
you know, we read for so long, mentions peace at least 429 times. And so that is the most that it's mentioned in any translation, while the New International Translation, or some of us call it the NIV, mentions peace 263 times.
Mm-hmm.
And so peace is mentioned quite often in the Bible.
Yes.
And according to the word of God, peace can be related to the attitudes and actions of people. But here's the gift.
Right.
And I don't know about you, but I love gifts. So.
I do too. Amen.
God is the one who grants us peace.
Yes.
Now, how do I know? Oh, well, I'm so glad you asked. Let's read Leviticus 26 and 6. Would you read that for me, my love?
Sure. And it reads, I will give you peace in the land, and you will be able to sleep with no cause for fear. I will rid the land of wild animals and keep your enemies out of your land.
Amen. Well, we thank God for his holy word. And this is what God was speaking to his people. And this was Old Testament. This is Old Testament in the Holy Writ. God said, this is what I'm going to promise you. Early on, you're going to need peace.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're going to face some things. Oh, yes, you will.
Absolutely.
But I want you to understand and know and recognize and realize the peace, my peace. And so he made some promises. And we all always say, if God makes a promise, we can expect him to keep them. Now, Isaiah 32 notes that the result of righteousness will bring peace. It'll be peace, meaning peace is a blessing to those who obey God. Isaiah 26:3 continues and emphasizes that God keeps those who have their mind on him in perfect peace. Sometimes we hear it like this. We know it. We can quote it by heart. I will keep in perfect peace those whose mind is stayed on him. And that is our scripture for today. And so, honey, can you read Isaiah 26 verses 1-4 for us?
Sure. And it says, in that day, everyone in the land of Judah will sing this song. Our city is strong. We are surrounded by the walls of God's salvation. Open the gates to all who are righteous. Allow the faithful to enter. You will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you. All those thoughts are fixed on you. Trust in the Lord always, for the Lord God is the eternal rock.
Amen. I love that. And thank God for his word. And I thank you for reading. And so just a quick overview of the book of Isaiah. Isaiah is the first of 17 prophetic books in the Bible, or it's written by the prophet Isaiah. It's written about his life. This is a narrative, a personal narrative. It's written about his life and his relationship with God, and ultimately his prophetic calling by God. It's the largest prophetic book in the Old Testament. Isaiah prophesied from approximately 740 BCE to 640, and the book is broken down into two sections, chapters 1-39, and then chapters 40-66. And so the first section is a time of impending judgment. Mm-hmm. The northern kingdom of Israel, also known as Israel, is soon to be invaded by Assyria because of their rebellion against God and their idolatry. They refused to worship God, and he rightfully deserved to be worshiped, but they, not only did they refuse to worship him, but they were disobedient to his laws. And what we need to realize and understand is that disobedience to God is sin, and sin separates us from God. Right. But here's what I love about our God, and I'm sure you can attest to this too.
Absolutely.
God gave them fair warning through Isaiah and so many of the other prophets.
Yes,
and a wonderful friend of mine always says, forewarned is forearmed. In other words, God lets us know before things go down. Watch yourself. Mm-hmm. Be careful about you're skating on thin ice. You know, you might want to turn and go back. And that is the part about God that, as the scripture said, we can trust him. We can trust him that no matter what is going on in our lives, he's going to give us a little something to cue us in. You know, you're in trouble. You know, red alert, red flag, and all those kinds of things. And so sometimes people call it, I should have followed my first mind or my intuition.
Right.
But the reality of it is, if something doesn't feel right in your spirit, it doesn't sit well, that is the Holy Spirit warning you to be careful.
That's
be
right.
Careful about what you're doing. You know, you may end up in a place that you did not intend to be. And so, and back to our scripture, the book of Isaiah, it was also a warning to the southern kingdom of Israel, which was Judah. He was warning them of the potential of impending judgment if they did not conform to God's standard. Now, they did not end up getting invaded as the northern kingdom did. God was merciful at that time to Judah, but they were still in jeopardy of judgment if they followed in the patterns of the northern kingdom. And in the first section of the book, in chapter 6, Isaiah is called to ministry. This is where God reveals to him what I'm going to have you to do. But in particular, this chapter highlights the holiness of our God.
Yes.
Chapter 6 begins by saying, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
High and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. In the commandments, we are reminded over and over again, if we don't know all the 600 or so laws that there were, we know the Ten Commandments,
right?
That's right. We saw the movie.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What's the actor's name? You remember the actor?
Absolutely. Who played Moses? Charlton Heston.
All right. We saw the movie. We know the word. But in the Ten Commandments, God said, first of all, I am the Lord your God. You shall have no other gods before me. In other words, he's not to be mixed with everything or everyone else, mm-hmm. or to be watered down, because what it ends up becoming is idolatry. And we have to be careful, especially in this season, right. in this time of year, because we get so caught up in the gifts and the mm-hmm. glitz and the glam and what have you, that we go after that instead of going after God.
That's right.
And that becomes our idol. So Isaiah started his prophetic ministry during a time of impending doom. That had to be challenging. Mm-hmm. When everything was topsy-turvy and the world was upside down, God said, I want you to go and do a work for me. But one thing about Isaiah, God gave him the instructions about what he was to do and say, and he was obedient to God. But God also gave him a high vision. He saw the glory of the Lord. He saw the sovereignty and purity of God. And as a result, he recognized his need for a personal need for cleansing.
Yes.
I've got to change some things about mm-hmm. me. It's not lining up with the will of God. It's not lining up with the word of God. And one thing he realizes, in order for me to be able to fulfill my calling, I've got to get myself in a posture of holiness and righteousness before our God. And so we're going to stop right there and listen to another sound of the season. We hope you enjoy this musical selection, and we'll be right back.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
Worship and adore him.
Worship and adore him.
Come on, say it again. Come.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him. In your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore him.
Help me say,
Emmanuel.
Come on and say, Emmanuel.
Emmanuel,
he's my Savior.
Emmanuel,
Lord,
That was Emmanuel by Norman Hutchins. And we know Emmanuel means God with us. And we thank God that he is always with us. And so back to our scripture, focusing in that husband read Isaiah 26, that verse 3, you will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. And this verse reminds us that true peace comes from trusting in God. Yes. We have steadfast and unwavering faith in him. He promises to keep us in perfect peace. Peace meaning nothing missing, nothing broken. We know God is God, Jehovah Shalom. And that word peace means that no matter what's going on around me, it will not affect me because I put my faith and my trust in him. And it's a beautiful assurance that even in the midst of chaos and uncertainty, such as that Israel was facing at the time, and truth be told, we can see it going on all around us in the world today. Yes. But here's the gift. We can find that perfect peace and by placing our trust in our God. So, beloved, let us anchor our minds and hearts in him, knowing that he is the source of peace, strength, and security. And let us not forget the promise that was given in Isaiah about the suffering servant, Jesus Christ, and the prophetic work that he would do, becoming the perfect sacrifice for our sins. He was sent by the Father as God's representation on earth. In essence, he was born to save. He was born to die. He was born to save the people from their sins. All of us.
Yes.
Except for God so loved the world. That's all of us.
That's
that
right.
Whosoever believes on him will not perish, but have eternal life with the Father. Jesus Christ gives hope and grace to all who respond to him in the affirmative. Will you give God your yes today?
Yes.
That is the question, and that is our prayer. If you do not know him in the pardon of your sins, will you give him a yes? Will you invite him into your heart today? Beloved, you cannot expect to have peace around you if you do not have peace within you. Jesus said in John 14:27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. And we thank God that is a promise. And I want you to know today that every promise in the word of God is yes and amen. And so if you do not know the Lord and a pardon of your sin, now is your time. I can't think of a better time of the year, can you?
That's right.
To accept this wonderful gift.
Yes.
Other than Easter, resurrection time, of course, than at Christmas time. But it's very simple. The Bible says in Romans 10:9, can you read that for me, husband?
It says, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God from the dead will you be saved.
That God raised him from the dead. We left out a word. That's important because otherwise it's nothing special about it. But, you know, God raised him. He was dead. But early on the third day morning, we know he got up, and he got up with all power in his hand. And so this chapter in Isaiah is a passage about trust. It's a passage about praise and meditation that God revealed the future to Isaiah. And so we want to encourage you in this season to put your faith and your trust in God. Isaiah 9:6 predicted that Christ would come and be our Prince of Peace. And so we praise God for that. Well, that's all we have for now, but we are so grateful for you joining us on this evening, on this broadcast. And our prayer for you is that you be blessed. Enjoy the holiday season. Until next time, take care, everybody.
Trim the tree. you how much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas. Presents and cards are here. My world is filled with cheer and you. This Christmas, and as I look around, your eyes outshine the town they do. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. How much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright. We're carrying